Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio this morning is Christine Pate of the Alaska Network of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and Tina Bachmeyer of SAFE. They're here to talk about a free screening of the documentary Audrey and Daisy. It's about sexual assault in high schools. The documentary plays at 6 o'clock Wednesday night at UAS in room 229. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. So let's start with the documentary. What's the overview of the film?
Yeah, so Audrey and Daisy is a documentary that is about two teenage girls, both 14, Audrey Potts and Daisy Coleman. Audrey is, she went to school in Saratoga, California, and Daisy is Marysville, Missouri, and both were sexually assaulted by boys that they knew in their high school at social gatherings, essentially. And the movie kind of highlights the what happened and the aftermath of what happened to both of them, and kind of shines a light on the difficulty that sexual assault survivors go through. The criminal process and how difficult that can be, and kind of the social stigma. And in both girls' cases, there were videos and photos shared online, and cyberbullying was part of it. So it's a weighty and very relevant topic for us.
And Christine, what are some of the statistics for these types of crimes in our community?
Sure. Well, statewide, we unfortunately know that we continue to be a leader in the nation for sexual assault statistics. Alaska's rates are 2.5 the national average. I think the University of Alaska system, the college campus in Alaska, there's been news reports about problems of investigation of sexual assault, problems of victims coming forward on campus. We all have read about Stanford rape case, issues of sexual assault on our college campuses. And I believe, Tina, that the statistic here in the state is that almost one in two women have been report being victims of intimate partner violence, either sexual or physical violence. So they're high and they're bad. And it's a topic that people need to be talking about and, learning about a little bit more.
Why did your groups want to host this screening?
Yeah, well, because of the importance, I guess, in talking about it, and then also being aware of how much it affects everyone in the community, that all of Sitka is affected when there's violence and trauma, and yeah, it's important to talk about it and also be there for each other and support each other through that. So,
and who should go see this film tomorrow night?
Sure. So, sexual assault affects everybody, not just the survivors of it, but parents of teens. It's a great way to talk about what do you do if you're at a party and kids start drinking? What do you do if you see a girl or a boy in an unsafe situation? What is your role as a friend, as a fellow bystander, as a teen? Those are really important questions for parents to be having with their kids, for grandparents to be having with their kids, whoever, big brothers, big sisters, whoever's the supportive adult in their life. So I would say those individuals, if you have a teen or someone who's going to be a teen, you want to see this movie. If you're a educator, great movie to see. Law enforcement, there's a big part of the movie is about the criminal justice response and how devastating at times that can be for a survivor going through that process. If you're a health care professional who deals with the aftermath of sexual assault, there's a wide range of people who I think are affected by this in our community.
When you were explaining the documentary before, it kind of sounded like sexism came into play in part of the prosecution of the crimes. Could you talk a little bit about that?
There's a lot of victim blaming in sexual assault cases. Why both girls were drinking. Why were they drinking? How do they even know what happened? The, you know, quote unquote, they wanted it. You know, all the stereotypes you hear come into play in the criminal prosecution of a case, or can come into play, I should say. And so it kind of shines a light on that aspect of sexual assault, which really feeds into why survivors don't report, why people don't want to come forward, which feeds into why this continues to be an epidemic crime, because people are not held accountable.
It also sounds like the filmmaker is going to be there after the screening via Google Hangout, and she's going to be there to talk about the movie. Could you tell me more about that?
Sure, yeah. So Audrey and Daisy is made by Actual Films. The filmmakers are Bonnie Cohn and John Schenck. They are awesome makers of documentaries. They screened this at Sundance in 2016, and it was picked up by Netflix. So it is a Netflix film. They actually, just to give them a little plug, they just made an Inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, which is the Al Gore film. That is the sequel to An Inconvenient Truth that was just picked up by Paramount and is going to be opening in July nationwide in theaters, I believe. So Bonnie is a very impressive filmmaker. This is an amazing film. And if you're interested in film, it's a great chance to talk with her and John about just their process of making films, you know, their process of making this film, kind of the backstory. So we're very fortunate to have that opportunity.
Tina, would you tell me a little bit more about the programs that SAFE has in Sitka schools?
Yeah, so I am the children's program coordinator, and the best part of my job is I get to hang out with the kiddos in school most days. So we're available anytime anyone really needs anything at shelter or in the schools. So there's also an amazing team of counselors at all the schools who are there to support anyone. If you know of any assault or you just want to talk, there's people there that really want to listen.
And you have some specific programming for different age groups?
Yeah, we have some like prevention programs that we can offer, like Boys Run or Girls on the Run, which focus on empowerment. But then I'm just really available with a deck of Uno. So just to listen if anyone needs that too. So.
And Christine, what happens if people can't make the screening tomorrow night? Is there another way to watch the film?
Sure. So as I said, Audrey and Daisy was picked up by Netflix. And so if you have a Netflix account, or if you have a friend who has a Netflix account, you can watch it in the privacy of your own home. It's a weighty film, and so it is meant to be a discussion piece and an educational piece. So I would recommend hosting a screening in your living room, or you know, at one of the high schools, maybe having a health class or a class or an after school gathering to watch it and discuss it with a facilitator, I would say. I know that it is important. We're going to have some experts from the SAFE shelter at the screening tomorrow night, because it could trigger people. It's a tough topic, and we want to make sure that we have people on hand who can process with folks who might be in the audience and have an emotional response to it. So you can screen it at home. I'd recommend bringing over some friends. They're also on the Actual Films website, which if you Google, I think it's actualfilms.net. There is the official site of the film has, you know, teaching tools, all kinds of information about how to discuss the film.
So the details again, 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yes, and I believe there's going to be popcorn and refreshments.
That's always a draw.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk about Audrey and Daisy. I had Christine Pate here in the studio, as well as Tina Bachmeier. Audrey and Daisy plays 6 o'clock Wednesday night at UAS in room 229. This is KCAW.